Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Jason, and when I was 10 years old, I had a stepbrother who I hadn't talked to in years, but I'm sure he wouldn't want his name out there, so I'm just gonna call him Brad. Me and Brad used to walk around where I lived and just mess around doing random things.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At this time in my life, I was introduced to drugs and alcohol. I would say I was a troublemaker at the time. I would do stupid things like break into abandoned buildings and things of that sort. One day I had the idea to walk to the downtown area with Brad. My dad and stepmother were out on a date, so we took our opportunity to leave. From where I lived, it was about a 45-minute walk to get to the downtown area. We began our walk through the ghetto area that we lived in at the time, talking about the things we were going to do that day. A couple of options came to us, and we discussed them. We thought we could eat or go to an arcade with the little money we had. We finished our walk, and we made it to the dollar store, where we bought some snacks with the little money we had. We continued to walk, eating our snacks, until we found this abandoned-looking building. I say looking building for a reason that'll make sense here in a second. We broke into this door by using a pocket knife that we had on us. Once we got into this building, there was the small room with a desk and cupboard in the corner of the room. We began to look through the things, and we opened one of the drawers, and we found a gun, which then gave us the "it's time to leave" feeling. We walked back outside and began walking down an alleyway beside this building where a man was standing at, and he was tall with a deep voice. He asked me and Brad why we were just in that building, which scared us. How could he have known we were in there? He told us to sit and wait, and that the owner of the building has to ask us a few questions. We were waiting for a little bit, which was a big mistake that I really wish we could take back. We then heard the sounds of tires squeaking against the pavement, and an SUV stopped in front of the alleyway. The man from earlier jumped out of the vehicle and began running towards us. He immediately bolted towards the other side of the alleyway, which, after a left turn, was the sidewalk beside some building. We then kept running, and a few seconds after we left the alley, the SUV came from around the corner, still chasing us. We ran through a few more alleys and through our city park before we finally lost them. Once we did, we made our way back home, still running. Once we got home, I got through the front door, and I just fell to the floor, and all I could do next was just cry. To this day, I have never told my parents, but I really can't imagine what those people would have done to us if they had caught us.
I was attending a popular concert in the south side of Chicago last year. As most of you probably know, it's a pretty sketchy area down there, and the crime rate is really high. But the tickets were really cheap, and the concert was well populated, so I felt pretty safe. Plus, I decided to go with a couple of my friends. The concert was great, and we all really enjoyed ourselves, but we knew the drive out would be pretty bad with all the traffic. It was almost 10 p.m. by the time we got out of the parking lot and onto the main road. We realized pretty quick, though, that we were going to be on this road for a while, as the cars were barely even moving forward. Sitting there, my friends started to look up other routes to get back to our town, and they found one that could hopefully get us past all this traffic. After sitting in basically the same spot for 30 minutes, we agreed we would try the other route. We turned off the main road as soon as we could, and began going through neighborhood streets. Surprisingly, there were a lot of people outside this late at night, just walking around or standing in their yards. This wasn't normal from where we lived, which was just a couple hours west. As we continued down these neighborhood streets, we began to notice that the people outside would watch us as we drove by. And then we also started to realize that we hadn't seen any other cars in probably 20 minutes. This got us a little bit nervous, and we all started to pay more attention. I asked one of my friends to check where the nearest main road was, and as he was scrolling through the map, my other friend pointed out a car at the end of the street that we were on. It was parked sideways, blocking both lanes of the road. I stopped the car immediately and backed out and got onto the road that we were on previously, then continued down there. We began to panic a little bit, trying to find a safe way out to a more public area with other cars. But just a few seconds later, we again saw at the end of the road a sideways car blocking both lanes. I stopped the car and I looked over at my friends. We were all looking at each other, clueless of what to do. It was too dark, and we couldn't tell if anyone was in the car up ahead, so we didn't want to approach it. As we were discussing our options, two men came up from one of the houses off the street. One of them stood behind the car, and the other one came up to my window. He signaled with his hands for me to roll down the window, and nervously, I rolled it down just a few inches. The man looked at each of us and scanned the inside of the car, then asked me where we were headed. "Just back to the highway," I said. He nodded and looked over at his friend, who started to walk over to the passenger side. There was a small moment where it felt like everything went silent and nobody moved. Then suddenly, both men grabbed the doors, trying to open them repeatedly. I reacted as fast as I could, putting the car in reverse as everyone was screaming. Just as I started to back out, the man tried to stick his arm through the gap in the window and even got stuck for a second as I pulled the car back before slamming to the ground. I turned around and floored it out of the street and went back to the way we came. We were all in total shock. I tried to stay calm, but I was shaking uncontrollably. We all agreed we would go back to the same way we came and just get on the highway from there. I think we were all pretty shaken by the situation, but I do think that I handled it pretty well. Luckily, our doors were locked, though, because I'm not sure if I'd be here right now if they weren't.
My name is Erica, and I live in Tennessee. I grew up in a smallish town that, even though I love, it has started to become more dangerous over time. I actually have two terrifying incidents. The first one was when I was about 15 or 16. I was starting to take my usual walk, and right as I walked outside the gate to my house, I noticed this man who was maybe in his mid-40s in a car, and he stuck his head out the window, and he was just staring at me while driving down the road opposite of where I was walking. I continued to walk, and I got onto the street behind my house, and then the same man had turned around at some point, and he found me walking again and asked if I needed a ride. I said I was fine, but he just kept persisting. I said that I'm just taking a walk, and that I'm fine, and he finally slowly drove off. As I kept walking, he had turned around a couple of more times or so, just to slowly drive beside me and stare. The last time he came back, he started making kissy faces at me,
and he said I had a cute ass. At this point, I got really angry, and I told him I didn't care, and to go. He finally slowly drove off, and as soon as I saw him disappear, I booked it. I was crying and shaking, and then stopped running because I realized I was halfway in between my house and a friend's house, and I didn't know if I should risk going home and having him see me or run to my friend's house from the back way and have him take me home. I finally chose to just rush home, and I made it inside. The second incident was a closer call, I think, but for some reason, it didn't scare me as badly. I was taking a walk, and I was right across the street, and a caddy cornered me from my house. When I was about to cross the street, there was a typical white van that was driving up, and they had their left turn signal on to signal that they were turning down that road, so that I could cross the street, I guess. So as soon as I crossed the street, instead of them turning, they immediately pulled up beside me, and the man on the passenger side opened the door and got up, but then immediately sat back down when he noticed I saw what he was doing. So to make sure they didn't realize it was my house that we were right in front of, I just kept walking instead of going inside, which made my heart sink because I was getting further away from my house, which would have made me feel safer, but I couldn't risk them knowing where I lived, so I kept walking.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But I then hid behind a bush and just waited for them to drive off. After about a minute, roughly, they finally drove off. But not down the street they were originally going to. I then came out from behind the bush and ran inside my house. The main thing I kick myself for every time is not getting the license plate number or reporting it. Who knows if they did something to anyone else? Always keep some type of protection on you, like a gun, or at least the pepper spray. And please be safe. There's a park with a playground near my house that my younger sister and I used to walk to frequently. Used to, that is. We haven't walked there by ourselves after it happened back in 2021. For some background, my name is Sage, and I was 20 at the time. My sister Isabel was 6. We would regularly walk to this park since it was only 10 minutes away, and it was a good way to get some exercise. We also live in a fairly nice middle-class neighborhood with plenty of people walking on the sidewalks. The walk there was just like every other time. My sister and I just goofing around, not knowing what was awaiting us. When we got to the park, it was filled with kids and families that most likely had just left church and wanted to soak up the last bit of the sunny weekend. We strolled down to the small set of steps to the park and down the sidewalk to the first playground. The park is not very big, but it's separated into 3 sections of play equipment. 2 of the sections are right beside each other on top of the incline that the park lays on, and the 3rd section is farther away toward the bottom of the incline. My sister played on the first section's play equipment and decided she wanted to play in the swings at the 3rd playground. So I gathered our things and we walked down. We played on the equipment there, and that's when I noticed a man sitting at a picnic table next to the swings and he was staring at us. This caught my attention because 1, he was fucking staring at me and my little sister with no emotion at all in his face, and then 2, he had an intimidating appearance and presence. This guy was 6'5" easy, built like a brick house and was probably in his 40s. He was wearing a blue mechanic's uniform and was a little grimy. His icy blue eyes are what freaked me out the most. I swear, this guy didn't blink at all while watching us. Every time I looked back at him, his eyes were already locked onto mine, and he never looked away or faked a half smile. He wasn't even trying to hide the fact that he was intensely watching us. Even though I had an off feeling about this man, I tried to shrug it off because I didn't want to judge him so quickly and so harshly. I thought maybe I was just overthinking it, so I tried my best to ignore him. We went to the swings right next to this man because she wanted to swing. It was the only one available, and I guess I didn't want to show this man I was scared of him. He was only a few feet away. The whole time, though, I could feel his eyes on us, and I could see him out of my peripheral vision. He wasn't moving a muscle, and he adamantly continued to stare at us. Worse, he was staring at Isabel too with the same intensity. There was a little girl I hadn't noticed before, several feet away, who kept calling for her dad to look at her while looking at this man. So I assumed this was his daughter, but this guy didn't look at her at all or say anything to her. He was ignoring his own daughter just to stare at us, a random 20-year-old woman and a 6-year-old girl. I just couldn't ignore this gut-wrenching feeling anymore, and I knew this guy was a straight-up creep, but I wasn't going to lose face in front of this freak in case he tried to take advantage of me losing my cool. So casually, I told my sister we needed to find the sanitizer in my bag, so she helped me pull the stuff from my bag. I pulled out my taser that I carried with me at all times nonchalantly as we were searching for the sanitizer, so he could clearly see that I had something to defend ourselves with. No reaction whatsoever from this man, just even more threatening staring. I could sense that he wanted me to know just how unfazed he was, and he was even more determined now. After we found the sanitizer, I put the taser back in the bag, we used the sanitizer, and then we walked up the hill to the second section of the park. The second section of the park overlooked the third section below us, and also the parking lot right in front of it as well. I wanted to separate us from him, but have a clear view of him and where he could go. I immediately called my mom to pick us up because I didn't want this guy to watch us leave the park alone and on foot. I kept my eye on him by glancing every few seconds, and he never broke his soulless gaze. My mom didn't hesitate to hop in her car. She stayed on the phone, and when I looked back to where he had been the entire time, he was gone. My heart dropped into the pit of my stomach, and my adrenaline made the blood pump like a war drum in my ears. I had no idea where he could have gone in those few seconds, and the little girl was gone too. We stayed where we were while I frantically scanned the park for this fucker. He couldn't have drove because I would have seen. I know he was hiding somewhere, watching us. But where? The woods next to the playground? A car in the lot? There were less people in the park at this point, and I was petrified for my sister and I's safety. Is he going to jump us and throw us into a car? Will this man be a turning point in our lives, condemning us to the dark fantasy that only a man like him could truly convey through his gaze? No matter what, this had to be the last time our paths would cross. I'd keep Isabel and I safe, even if I had to do it kicking and screaming. Finally, my mom pulled into the parking lot, and my sister and I darted to her car. She hopped out of her car to help get our stuff in. All of a sudden, our car started to pull out of its space and creep towards us until it was right next to us. It was that fucking psycho. He stared us down one last time and did the same to my mom, but this stare was downright sinister. I could tell that he was pissed off that my mom was there and that we ruined whatever twisted shit he had planned. My mom stared him down right back, because honestly, my mom's not someone to fuck with. He then peeled out of there, and we never saw him again. I think one of the creepiest parts is that I didn't see that little girl anywhere in his car, and I got a good look since he fully stopped his car to stare us down. I have no idea what happened to her, because he was alone there with her, and I saw no switch off at any point between a partner anywhere. She just kind of disappeared after I first noticed her. The only thing I can think of is that maybe he had her down on the floorboards of the car, or maybe it wasn't even his daughter and she just acted like he was. I hope she's okay wherever she is. I regret that we couldn't get his plate numbers, but at the end of the day, we did all we could to keep Isabel safe. Try your best not to lose your shit with people like him, because that's what they're counting on. Always be aware of your surroundings, and don't hesitate to get help or be the help.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Whether it be calling for help if you see something sketchy, or even pretending to know the vulnerable person or people being targeted, stay safe, everybody.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.